Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I also want to get to this interview after the tennis match yesterday. Al conducted an interview first. First, they were going to interview me. I'm like, no. You interview the runner-up first, and then the champ comes in sec. Now, I'm not saying I'm overall champ in this competition. I'm not yet, but I was certainly champ yesterday. And by the way, I'm going to have a message to Fritz in a moment on our show, but let's first listen to the interviews that were conducted by Al.
Do you think if you had to do it over again, you'd, like, prepare more?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. It's okay.
Embarrassment level 1 to 10.
10. But story of my life, half-ass Jack.
Well, at least it was honest, folks, and for you guys that bet on him, sorry.
All right,
now we'll go to the winner, Joe DeCamera. Joe, I got to admit, a lot of people were surprised. You had some game to your tennis here. You had some topspin. And I got to ask you, the ace to win, was that in your back pocket all along?
Yeah, I only went, I think, for one or two hard earlier. Felt like I could have done it earlier, didn't want to. Wanted to maximize getting the ball in, so it was more of a conservative game. I want to thank Jack and congratulate Jack for being a part of this. I want to thank everyone here. This is really a great crowd, guys.
Woo-hoo!
I appreciate you, all WIP listeners. And I also want to, early here, before you ask any more questions, apologize again for cursing. I try not to do that. I'm very competitive, and I'm sorry, especially if you have kids out there.
Okay, and now one other question here. The level of competition, did you find a weakness that you could kind of work on during the game?
His entire game.
Were you expecting more?
No, I was actually expecting less. I thought Jack did a lot better than I expected. I couldn't tell if he was being coy on air or not. And frankly, I think he was. Obviously, Jack can play tennis. That's very clear. But look, I'm happy that he played well, so we gave people a bit of a show. And, 2-1 and on the competition floor.
All right.
When you go, I'd like to thank Jack for being here and being a part of this.
You are so unbelievable. Good.
I love how, like, you seriously took the interview.
I could be a future politician. You guys doubt that, but, like, people doubted my ability
to
win this competition.
We doubt the president part. Yeah. You could absolutely be a politician.
All right, so I got a message to Jack.
Oh, boy.
James, I want you to have our people talk to their people.
I'm going
to
text them right now.
So that maybe they air this audio on the show. I have 8 words to say. Oh, no. Do any of you have a guess of the 8 words?
No.
My 8-word message to Jack Fritz.
I
Bo Bond himself.
8 words.
I'm
that
not
really
making a
does
guess.
Make it tough. It,
I'm not making a
so
guess.
So many choices with these 8 words.
Because I want mommy and daddy and the oaf to hear these 8 words on their show today. If they choose to play them. James, any guess of the 8 words?
No, I don't have a guess.
Maria?
No, I don't.
I could maybe get a few of the words here or there, but
here are my 8 words, and this is my message.
Why
to
in
Fritz.
The world don't you try harder? Why in the world don't you try harder?
Yeah, okay. These are my 8 words. Jack, do you want to bend the knee?
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Wow.
No, I'm giving you a chance now to get out of all this. Just
come on.
Bend.
Well, what happened?
The knee. Then it's over.
It's over.
But he won't have the shame of losing in front of people anymore. Mm. He'll just cry uncle and opt out. Jack, do you want to bend the knee?
Oh man.
Wow.
Ball's in your court.
Oh man. Wow. I'm going to guess he doesn't bend the knee.
He says yes.
He won't.
He won't, but I'm just saying.
He's okay. Wanted to quit, and he wanted to quit yesterday.
He may want to quit more often, but he probably won't. He has wanted to quit more often than not while doing these events. What if he takes this opportunity and says, "Hey, you know what?
I told you guys this whole time. I think I will win, and I'm not telling you for sure I will. I truly still think it could go either way." But my instincts the whole time, and you guys know, I thought part of the thing, and I said this 2-3 months ago, I thought Jack did not show proper respect to elders. I didn't. He's 31, I'm 47. I think he just assumed, you know, he's young guy, I'm old guy. Okay. It's like when Karl Malone got that MVP over Jordan. Okay. Okay. I'll see you in the finals.
Okay.
To the phones.
Credit where due.
Thank you. Corey in Pottstown. Hi, Corey.
What's going on, Joe? Joe Connors against Jack Krinstein in the 1991 U.S. Open. Dominated the old guy, dominated the young guy. That's what that looked like out there yesterday.
Well, I was definitely trying to channel Connors. What he did at the U.S. Open in the early 90s was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, ever in sports. When he got to the semifinals before losing a Courier, and he and McEnroe, but Connors especially, more my inspiration for sure.
Great job out there, Joe.
Thank you.
You know, every now and then, Joe, I know this is not good for our society, but every now and then you got to throw an F-bomb out there, bro. So don't worry about that. It's okay.
Yeah, it's just there were a couple kids there, so I felt bad about it. But I knew I will say this, I knew it was a righteous complaint. And I'm trying not to overemphasize that on the air because I appreciate that these guys who are WIP listeners lent their time. But it was like, guys, I mean, come on, you're killing us here. Like you just gotta make a call. I mean, Ruben, could you imagine if you were batting, pitcher, batter, catcher in baseball, could you imagine a scenario where the ump just doesn't make a call?
I think they were just.
I said this
to somebody. I think on the sideline. I think you're talking about some guys on the sideline. It was nice for them to be there, but
your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best, from tried and true denim to head turning looks. We've got styles that fit your life. And your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I think that they were just soft-spoken folks.
Yeah.
I think that's who they were. It wasn't like, and I probably felt a little uncomfortable saying, ow, screaming at her.
I agree.
When you have the crowd out there, they sometimes will distract and people get excited. They say things, and that's understandable. But the people on the sidelines, cool that they were there. They just have to make sure that they would be a little bit more respectful.
And let me say this, because we're talking about it again and sort of bringing it back into focus. When I say again, we talked about it afterwards yesterday off the air. I apologize to those guys directly, like, at least four times. I felt really bad.
When they're probably used to doing a tennis match where literally no one's talking.
Right.
So they can say, out. And it'll be heard, uh-huh, as, yeah, opposed to, like, point. We told them to get louder and they didn't, which, you know.
But again.
But I think they're probably used to a different environment, if I had to guess.
But most people, after
one time would start yelling.
Just, yeah, but
some people just don't have that personality. They don't yell like you.
I'll give you one of them. I mean, we know. We've asked John. We've asked her
so many times.
She's not a yeller.
And if you remember from Goodwill Hunting, from Dead Poets Society, there's that scene where Robin Williams wants the kid to give a yelp.
Oh, yeah.
Give a yelp. Like, get it out! And, like, these guys just can't get it out! Which was ironic because Fritz was getting it out! With Aaron, you know,
we
returns.
Got it.
You guys understood. I just did there. All right. And by the way, not so much of an unforced error because I threw a lot of topspin there and he didn't know how to handle it. Corey, who or what are you looking forward to tonight? With the Eagles game.
I know for a fact I'm the only person that's looking at this because of the players we lost last year. I am going to be looking at who's going to step up to be those special teams guys, because as much as we are always looking at offense and defense, special teams helps your team out also. And I need to know who's going to be those guys that can run down and make tackles on punts and how good their kickoff return team is going to be. So that's something I'm going to be looking at tonight.
Sure. Yep. All right, Corey, who or what are you surprised at? A lot of people surprised at my performance here in this competition. Give me an answer.
I am very surprised. He surprised me. He surprised the entire city of West Philadelphia. And he surprised the world when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock.
It was surprising.
That's a huge one.
That's crazy.
That was bonkers. It was
insane. It was, at first, I thought it was a joke.
Well,
right?
If you remember, it was that Japanese group that had the video that went viral initially because ABC in America, you know, bleeped it out and took out like 20 seconds. And then you started seeing stuff go around social media.
Oh,
because,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because there was a Japan TV station that it got out through. And so everyone in America, I think it was Japan, somewhere in the Far East.
Right.
It was Japan.
Yeah. And so everyone in America starts looking at this Japanese feed of like this Chris Rock, Will Smith thing. And then word starts getting out over 5, 10, 15 minutes like, oh, this is real.
Yep.
And by the way, like not a joke, because then you realize when you saw it, oh, you know what kind of convinces you it's real? ABC didn't show it. So, like, I guess it is real.
They bleeped all that stuff out, or they blanked it out. They did that, like, silence thing.
That was one of those ones I woke up to and didn't know till I got here.
Yeah.
And Angelo was so happy. He goes, wait a minute. I know something you don't. And I'm like, you know, I was even get a half hour earlier than me. And I went, that's not real.
Yeah. We did the whole show, and you guys may have as well.
Same thing.
All 4 hours on that incident.
Oh, and it was
one of those things in life.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, there's the show today.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. Yeah.
We will be talking about that for a long time. Yeah. That's not going away.
And it'll be interesting in about 8 years if he goes back. It was a 10-year ban.
Yeah, it's a 10-year ban.
Yeah. And the other irony, I don't know if people remember this, like 2 hours later, he won Best Actor.
And gave like a 5-minute speech.
Which he was very emotionally affected because of what had gone on.
You could tell. You could tell.
You don't think it was awkward?
Yes. You know what's nice? Denzel got involved to try to
calm him down. Yeah. Denzel was like...
There's only so much you can do. A guy's in that headspace. He was so emotional, obviously. You could see it when he gave the speech. But I've always admired Denzel, and that I thought was a form of leadership from Denzel.
I'll say.
Especially as one of the older guys. I mean, not like old, but he was about, you know,
elder statesman.
Denzel's sort of taken over in real life, like I would expect his character.
Denzel's the man. Denzel is
just the man.
Totally the guy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.